views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub from Empowerment Radio as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges in our day-to-day lives. Find out how you can use the power of your mind to overcome self-sabotaging patterns and build a solid foundation of confidence and self-respect. Learn cutting-edge tools and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. This is the time to empower yourself. Now, here's your host, Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
Welcome to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, as she so nicely said, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. And today we have a topic that I'm very excited about because it is a topic I have been struggling with for quite some time. And I think whenever we struggle with someone or something, we can learn the most from it. And this is a topic today that I believe I, through trials and error, have learned my lessons. And I want to share those lessons with you. And the topic is self-love. Now, the keys to self-love in this time right now, a week to the election, I think there is a lot of hatred and anger and divisiveness going on. And so we all can use a little loving. Now, when it comes to self-love, though, I think most of us have a little trouble with that. And how can you find out? Well, let's think for a moment. If you would list the top three beings that you love, what comes to mind first? Maybe it's your spouse, your children, maybe your dog, your goldfish. But you're not necessarily on that list, right? So how come? Why are we not right away putting ourselves on the top and feeling like, yeah, of course, I am my biggest cheerleader. I love myself. Well, the reason for that is that we usually are not told that it's okay to love ourselves. In my case, when I grew up, I was told that even though I brought home at some point good grades, and I was really proud of them because at the beginning of school, I was struggling, especially in high school. At the beginning, I was in trouble with my parents. So I really worked hard and I went through a lot of stress and anxiety with this. But when I brought in home good grades, a great report card, I didn't really get the answer that I wanted to get, the response. I would have loved for them to say, oh, wonderful, great, and hopefully give me also like 5 marks as a little marks, the German marks, as a little thank you or well done gesture. But that's not what happened. They just told me, well, don't feel too good about yourself. You need to be humble. You need to really just keep your head down, because if you are too boasty about yourself, if you feel too confident, people will see this as arrogant, and nobody likes arrogance. Now, in my little mind, I just translated this more and more into other situations. No matter how much I felt I had successes or people liked me or things were going well, it didn't really make my level of confidence and self-love stronger, because I consistently thought it's not okay. I need to stay on the ground. I need to compare myself with others and always look for the ones that are better and always somehow find rather a fault in myself and wonder how can I improve, than ever leaning back and feeling like, yeah, you know what? I do embrace myself. I do appreciate who I am. Now, eventually I realized this is actually backfiring, because the more I was putting myself down, even though I thought I had actually reasons to feel good, the more I created an inner struggle with myself, and I became more and more insecure. So with insecurity, and that need and the desire to feel confidence and self-love inside, I became a real overachiever. I thought, okay, maybe I need to achieve more. I need to reach higher goals. I need to be better. I need to be the best. And no matter what I accomplished, I still didn't feel good enough. I still didn't feel lovable. And it wasn't until one day I was walking with my mom, and I was already in my mid-20s, and she said, why is it that your girlfriends are not really nice to you? I don't really feel like they appreciate you for who you are. Well, first of all, that was a real surprise, because my mother, I thought, wouldn't necessarily want me to feel good. And I didn't even know that she really saw that goodness inside of me and that I deserved to be treated better. But the other thing that was surprising is that I realized, yeah, she's actually right. I do deserve to have a little bit more kindness, respect, support in the relationships. And thanks to my mother, things started to turn around for me. I looked for ways to increase not only confidence, but mainly self-love. Now, I think we do know what a lack of self-love can do to us. But most of us who have heard, well, you know, we should love ourselves more, because when you love yourself more, you can also have better love in your life. You know, how can you expect to be loved if you don't love yourself? Well, I believe on some level that is true. But how do you do self-love? How many of us have tried just to repeat, I love myself, I love myself? Or you look in the mirror and you try to get some kind of a smile up there, and you still feel like you're a phony, and deep inside you know, no, I don't like that face, and I don't really like who I am, so pretty much I'm lying to myself. How can we do self-love? Is that really possible? Is it something that we just are either born with, or we have early imprints like the ducklings that can imprint on a rubber boot, or is it actually something we can create, something we can build? Well, through my trials and errors, and through working with many clients that have been struggling with that lack of self-love, I found that there are very concrete steps, that there are keys we can take to improve our relationship to ourselves and to build self-love. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today. Now, if you have any questions about self-love, and if you have any comments or have your own discovery on what have worked for you, call in 888-418-6890. Again, that's 888-418-6890. Or on the Transformation Talk Radio website, you can also type into the chat box and ask any questions that may come your way. I have a special for you. If you do ask a question, you will get a gift. We will send you a special gift as a thank you for your contribution and participation. Now, one of the things we just talked about was, what is actually the purpose for self-love? Why should we have more self-love? Well, one of them is, of course, that the love that we are receiving from others may be stronger when we love and respect ourselves than when we are constantly down on ourselves. But then there is also this saying that you cannot really love others when you don't love yourself. Now, I don't really believe this 100%, but I believe that the quality on how we love others is different when we have self-love than we are maybe just in a place of self-rejection. Because when we do love ourselves, we are coming more from a place of fullness. We don't have these expectations on others to fill a void. We don't necessarily feel like, well, I need to please, or I need to do something special to keep the other person's love and attention. And so in that way, that love feels just more harmonious. And because we have less expectations, we also can accept the other person much more easily, which is exactly what we talked about in a previous show about that fear of intimacy and how that lack of self-love, that missing of that source of love within yourself for yourself can create these distortions in the relationship and ultimately create also the lack of commitment and the lack of intimacy with it. So just in your relationships, self-love can be helpful, but not only with your spouse or your partner and your loved ones, but in general. Don't you feel like when you have a good day and you really are pleased with yourself and you really are at peace and you love yourself and your heart is open, that automatically it's much more open to the rest of the world? You see maybe someone that you can have compassion for or someone you can lend a helping hand to. You feel more the beauty of life surrounding you. You can connect to nature more deeply. You just are more alive. Why? Because self-love is the ultimate heart opener. When you do love yourself, your heart is much more open. And when your heart is much more open, you automatically live much more fully in the present moment. You do feel that you are alive and you do feel that every moment counts. I believe self-love is a very powerful and wonderful foundation in life. And it's something that we unfortunately don't really learn a lot about, and something that we unfortunately also don't really give ourselves permission enough to think about and to ask ourselves, how can we improve our relationship with ourselves? How can we strengthen our self-love? Now, a question that a friend of mine asked me, who knew that I'm going to do this radio show today, is, does Donald Trump love himself? Well, I don't know about Donald Trump, but when we come back, we will talk exactly about this question and maybe are able to look behind Donald Trump's mind. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you are one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Friedman, and we are talking about self-love, how to do it, how to improve it, what not to do so that you don't undermine it. So the keys of self-love. Now, I think self-love plays also a huge role when it comes to the holiday season, which is around the corner, because we are tending to spread the love to everyone else, but not to ourselves. We are actually ignoring often ourselves, our needs, what's good for us. And I believe that's one of the reasons why people feel during and also after the holiday season with such a bad anxiety and depression hangover. And that neglect and that lack of self-love, I think, can really be something that right before the season starts, we can already say, no, I don't want to do this year. This year, I'm going to put myself way on the top of the love list and make myself a priority. Now, does Donald Trump love himself? Well, as I said, I don't really know. But many people would say, well, this guy is full of confidence. This guy feels really good about himself. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He doesn't care about anybody's judgment or criticism. He just walks his walk and so on. So that could be understood as self-love. Now, we know other people. This is not just about him. We know other people that boast this confidence and that real deep sense of self-assuredness. But in my experience, often those people are not necessarily full of self-love. See, when you love yourself, when you're filled with love, you have a vibration of love, and you give ultimately out what you feel inside, and you are living what you feel inside. You're perceiving and you are projecting love, connection, compassion, all the things that come with it. Now, when someone is more judgmental or more critical or maybe more bullying or just feels like, you know, always on the attack or feels in many way conditional, you know that whatever this person is projecting to the outside, it's probably also a perception on him or herself. Many of the people that I know that are alphas, that are in control, that are the leaders in charge, they are incredibly hard on themselves. They only accept themselves conditionally. They have a hard time to lose because they see themselves constantly in a competition with others around them and in a competition with themselves. And they cannot accept any flaws. They cannot accept any failures. They cannot accept to be maybe behind someone else. And so all of those things are not necessarily self-love. They're actually showing more a sign of being dissatisfied, wanting more because there's something inside missing, something as I had with my overachieverness, something that we need to compensate for because on some level we don't really have peace and harmony with ourselves. And I think that's a phenomenon that most of us at some point in our lives have experienced, that more conditional way of accepting than feeling like we can see ourselves in a more unconditional way. So what is the first step we can take to improve self-love? If self-love really helps so much, when it's really something that we, you know, benefit so much from, what can we do to improve our level of self-love? Well, the first step is very simple, and it's actually something that we can all do. which is to realize that we do have the ability to love. Maybe not necessarily right away ourselves, but we do have the ability to love someone or something. And just noticing that we do have this ability and realizing how we do it, how we show love, how we see those that we love, how we treat those that we love. We can learn a lot on what we ultimately want. What is our love strategy and what would we like to receive from ourselves to build that greater foundation of self-love? And then hand in hand with that step comes the second one, which is noticing what undermines your self-love. What are you doing to yourself on a daily basis that is actually just chipping away on any self, any sense of self, any sense of confidence or self-worth? Well, look at your negative self-talk. I mean, do you judge yourself for your weight? Do you feel like when you wake up and you look in the mirror in the bathroom, who is that old person looking at me? I don't like him. I don't like her. Well, it's terrible. And then you turn your head away. Do you spill a glass of milk and you're down on yourself? Do you feel like that you are nice when, you know, maybe you don't get what you want, or maybe when you're late for work, or are you really hard on yourself? Do you have these ideas of, well, I can only really accept myself if my whole checklist is done, or when every morning at 5 o'clock I get up and cycle around the block to really prove myself that I'm in shape? Where do you feel that you're creating a relationship that's actually a relationship that you wouldn't want to have with anybody else? Now, often just writing down your thoughts, especially those thoughts that are self-bashing, self-critical, that really feel like, well, these are things, insults, negative judgments that I really would never tell anyone else that I love. Writing those things and realize I can be mean to myself. It's no wonder that on some level I don't love myself because I'm treating myself like my worst enemy. When you have a negative self-talk like that, when a thought like this comes up, just stop yourself. You may want to write it down because you can use it later to understand more where the thoughts are coming from. But write it down and ask yourself, is that really a sign of self-love? Is it a sign that I honor, respect, and value myself? And then ask yourself, if I think about someone I love, someone I really care about, would I ever tell something like this to that person? And the answer is probably no, you wouldn't. And so in that moment, it's important just to say, okay, I need to turn that thought around, or I just need to turn it off. Turning around means you are giving yourself, for example, just a little bit of slack when you have messed up something and said, you know, failures don't exist. They're all learning opportunities. Or when you're looking at yourself and you're not pleased with yourself, just allow yourself to say, you know, I'm not just what I look this morning, and probably I look that way because I have worked too much, or I didn't really take care of myself, or I didn't give myself enough sleep. This is just a sign that I need a little bit more rest, or that I need to be a better steward of my body. Just try to see those thoughts, not just as statements that are picturing reality, but just as maybe thoughts that are coming from the depth of your inner being, of your subconscious mind, that are repetition from things that you have heard before, judgments from others, beliefs that you have taken on from others about yourself, and you just have to run those tapes over and over again because that's what you were made believe. That's who you are. And that's not the truth. We usually grow up in a way that we are believing less about ourselves than we really are. So being aware of that can already help you, that this chipping away, this undermining your self-love will stop. Now, the next key then is to discover more about you. And a client of mine recently wrote me a really nice email, and she told me that she had struggled so long with that issue of finding love in her life. She just felt like, well, you know, there is nobody out there. I don't know what happened. And I know I'm cute. I know I have a, you know, good heart. I know I'm fun. So why don't I find a good man? Well, when we talked about it, she also realized that she had been always told, well, you are cute, you're pretty, you are bubbly, you are the life of the party, and all of those things. She felt like, well, that's who I am. So this is what I'm going to identify myself with. And it wasn't until she did go into a sense of depression because the man that she attracted, they only wanted basically to get laid. They only just wanted that fun party girl. They only wanted to have that person that she portrayed. And whenever she felt she was maybe more about a deeper conversation or really wanted just to stay at home and be a little bit cozy, the men found her boring and were uninterested in her and basically walked away. And that was creating this conflict inside of her because she didn't really know who she was anymore. She didn't really know what's wrong with her. And then she realized there were sides of her that are dear to her heart, that are important to her, sides that she was thinking were not acceptable or boring or uninteresting, but they were sides of her that honor who she really is as a person. So those sides were the more sensitive ones, the more vulnerable ones, the sides that were really about just also building a nest or having sometimes a quiet evening or being interested in spiritual growth and just coming more from the heart. And when she noticed that she herself hadn't really embraced those sides of her, she herself didn't really know how to express these aspects of her that kind of lay dormant within her. She went on a quest and said, no more boyfriends, no more looking for a partner. I'm just going to focus on myself and I'm going to focus on finding out who I am by just tapping into those inner parts that I haven't explored, those parts that I don't really know well, but I know they are just beautiful facets of the diamond of who I am. And I want to learn to live and embrace and be them more so that when I am looking for love, I'm looking for someone who embraces all of me and not just this shiny front that I usually only showed to the world around me. So discovering more about yourself, being open and curious on what else you can be so that you get out of this idea of the expectations of others that need to be pleased and wondering more, how can I actually figure out more the depth and the width and the multidimensionality of myself. When we come back, we'll talk more about this and also address the question, how does someone who loves oneself, how does that person treat oneself? So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together is technology uses the healing and psychospiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltec chair.
The Soltec lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to SoltecWellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, Wellbeing.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Well, welcome back to Empowerment Radio. Love is in the air. It's all about self-love and how to improve that relationship with yourself. If you have any questions, call in. This is your chance. 888-418-6890 or ask a question on the chat box at transformationtalkradio.com. Now, if you do feel that you're struggling with self-love, and maybe that struggle comes out as insecurity, anxiety, lack of self-worth, or maybe you just feel so vulnerable. You just feel very sensitive when you go out into the world because you just notice how everyone is judging you, or you're picking up everybody else's energy. And all of those things can be symptoms and signs that there is a fundamental lack of knowingness about yourself and a lack of self-connection, a lack of self-love. And if you're struggling with that and you really want to get to the heart of it, you want to overcome these issues, you want to go to the subconscious root cause of where it comes from so that you can finally resolve it and outgrow it and build that foundation that will give you a fertile ground to make your life more rich, more fulfilling, more that what you hoped it would be, give me a call or send an email at thefearandanxietysolution.com. Go to the website, thefearandanxietysolution.com. I'm offering individual sessions all over the world via Skype, via the phone. You can turn this around. You can transform your life, transform yourself. There is no reason for you to lose hope. In fact, this may be just for you right now, the catalyst to grab the phone, call in for a free phone consultation, or just send an email so that we can schedule one, because I believe most of us need a little help to come to their own so that we can finally be and express and live what we are here to live. Now, Patty, thank you, Patty, was asking a question. And she said, how can I love myself when there is obviously something wrong with me? I'm fat. I'm embarrassed when other people see me because I know what they're thinking and I don't really want to leave the house. Well, this is certainly something that shows that you have been identifying yourself so much with your body and your weight that you have lost sight on everything else and you have very conditionally rejected yourself. Now, I'll tell you a story. A woman I worked with, she had a really hard time. She troubled with her marriage. She had four kids. She wanted to get her business running, but somehow she didn't have the confidence and she felt like she didn't have the knowledge to get it going. And well, during that difficult time, she also developed back pain and eventually just noticed that her weight went up on top of it. And that weight gain made her feel even worse about herself. She rejected herself even more until she realized through our work that, well, this pattern is actually something that had a good intention. Because when she grew up with her mother, one way for her mother to show love and in a sense of comfort and nurturing and support was through food. Food was just a wonderful way for her to feel like someone cares. So during the time when she struggled the most, she grabbed the cookies, which were her best friend, because her cookies made her connect to that love of her mother and that feeling of, I am really cared for. I am, you know, really deserving to have a little bit of comfort inside. And of course, unfortunately, even though there was a good intention, it backfired the moment she gained weight and she judged herself for that weight. And she realized that, well, now what I wanted is to have more self-love, and what I got was more self-hatred. But she didn't get herself really completely off track with this, because the fundamental knowledge or insight she gained from this observation was that she does love herself, that she does care about herself, but she has to find other ways to do that. And she has to work with that part of her that believed that she needed to have the food to feel soothed and comforted, and develop other strategies. So she did. She developed strategies of drinking tea, of going for a walk, of giving herself a nice hug and being caring for herself, and just learned that by paying attention more to the moments when she had that feeling of wanting to eat, when she felt there was not a lot of love in the house and she didn't know how else to get it, that she could give that loving attention to herself. Sometimes just through writing, sometimes just to writing a love letter for herself, an encouraging letter that she would have received from her mother if she would have been still alive. Just these little gestures made not only that habit go away, it also improved her relationship to herself. Her body changed because, you know, it wasn't necessarily any longer necessary to take in this nourishment, this food, and all in all, she just felt like everything shifted from that time on. So observe your pattern. Don't let the weight be just something as, well, this is who I am and there is nothing else. Be, of course, really curious about what else you can discover about yourself. Learn in that step four that we get to appreciate yourself more, but also understand what the intention is. When you have, let's assume that you have gained weight at some point, what were the reasons? What's the message? And how can you, through loving and appreciating yourself more, maybe just turn that reason around and also help yourself to get to a more healthy weight that is probably more honoring who you really are?
Hey, Dr. Friedman, now, sorry to interrupt. We have a caller. We have caller Katie from Linwood, Washington. Katie, you're on the air.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm really grateful. I was born into severe childhood abuse, and I have struggled with multiple personalities and other health and mental health issues all my life. I was on medications for most of it. It's been 4 years without medications and trying to settle and heal myself through all alternative methods. And self-love is something that I can't seem to, I haven't yet been able to grasp that vibration, if you will.
And is that because you're judging yourself for what happened to you or for the diagnoses that you have received?
I think all of the above. It does seem like I can't do anything right. It's always this message is, or in my head, or I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to do it wrong. I can't get it right. And yeah. My life is is pretty much a mess right now because so I don't know who else to blame. I'm living in a shelter. You know, I've lost everything, struggling for my health and my life. And so I'm looking around going, okay, who else do I blame? If I'm the one in charge of me, then I'm the one messing this up.
Well, you can see by what you went through and how many struggles you had to deal with, and you're still here, and you are taking care of yourself in the best way you can, and you are listening to this show and Transformation Talk Radio, and you are having the courage of calling in and asking for guidance. You do love yourself. Otherwise, all of those things were not possible. There is something inside of you that has a deep, deep care and appreciation for you, because you are someone who is not just a survivor, but you're looking for something that goes beyond that. You're looking for something that gives you a sense of maybe joy again, fulfillment, a sense of belonging. So there is a voice inside of you that you need to listen to, because that voice says you are worth it. And that voice drives you forward, and that voice makes you reach out, and that voice makes you also, you know, the person that you really are. Because, you know, sometimes it's easy to love yourself when everything goes well. And you can say, well, of course, I got all the love from my family, and I was raised in a very secure environment, and everything was wonderful, and all reflected back to me how much I can love myself. But you didn't have that. So you had to really find a way to keep the head above water. You had to find a way to move forward and not give up. And that is a sign that something inside of you loves you. Now, what I would suggest to you, though, is to also really take some time to communicate with that part inside of you that was abused, that part inside of you that didn't really feel safe, that felt like, you know, I'm going to get in trouble, I'm not good enough. And as if you are, you know, communicating to the younger version of yourself, your inner child, this is something so powerful. This is something so helpful when you are visualizing that inside of you, there is still that aspect that is stuck in the past, that still feels that she is not safe, that still feels that there is, you know, any moment someone hurting her. And if you are going to that part of you as if you go to your own child and comfort and hold and communicate with this part and tell her that she is okay and tell her that you are taking care of her, it can make a huge difference.
Okay.
Now, can you give Justin, do you have a way for us to send you our gift? And maybe you can just give Justin either an email address that you may have or the address where we can send you something to. But I would love to send you a gift. And again, thank you so much for calling in. It really shows a lot of who you are, and it shows a lot that, you know, you do have so much love for yourself inside. So just hold on to that, and also make sure that this is what you identify yourself with, and not what other people did to you or what other people told you who you are.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's very precious.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to have to go for a quick break, and so we will be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com. Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Welcome back to Empowerment Radio. We are talking about self-love, and we got a message from Chris, who is interested to learn more about self-love and what we can do, the keys to get there. So I wrote an article in our blog post at thefearandanxietysolution.com. So you can just go to thefearandanxietysolution.com. In one word, go to the blog post, and the latest blog post is about self-love and those keys to self-love. And of course, if you want individual guidance, support, help, work on a deeper level, just send a request for a free Skype or phone consultation, and I'm happy to talk with you about this. Now, I think what Katie, the caller before, was expressing was certainly that a sense of loss that can happen when we don't feel love for ourselves, and when we are feeling so in some ways also trapped in the perceptions of others or in the stories that others forced us to have. And I have a client of mine who wrote me a little email recently, and I wanted just to share this with you because she demonstrates what actually can happen when we do finally, after all these difficulties and challenges in our past, when we learn to love ourselves. And what she says is, I cannot begin to tell you how grateful I am for you and the work you have done with me. I now live in an entirely different world, a better one, a brighter one. I can see now clearly how the lack of self-love has led me to the hardest, most painful places in my life. And I can see now that I love and embrace myself more than ever before. That being the champion of my own light and love will be the reason for everything great in my life from here on out. I always knew that self-love was fundamentally the answer, but I never had a way in the past to go beyond the muck of my mind. And so what she says is basically that life is changing. It's almost as if from a black and white universe, you're entering into a colorful universe when you are having self-love. And one of the keys to have self-love is self-care. And that's what I wanted to express to Katie, that she does take care of herself the best way she can. But how often do we not? How often are we in maybe comfortable places, but we are telling ourselves, oh, we are too busy to really eat something healthy. We are too busy to really take a nap. Oh, we don't really have the time right now to exercise. And everything that our body and our mind and our heart is telling us, no, I want to have more sleep. I want to have something green in the diet. I want to get out into nature. We are blocking away because we make other things and other agendas more important than ourselves. And, you know, just think about, you had a dog and you would just take the dog every 2 days out and would feed it once a week. I mean, ultimately, that wouldn't be a very good relationship and you would certainly never do it. So why do we treat ourselves so badly? And how can we improve our relationships by just noticing what we need and what we want? So these basic needs in themselves, when we start addressing them, when we are starting to attend to them, something shifts. Now, that's not enough, because in any relationship, just really, you know, focusing on the necessities doesn't necessarily make that relationship better or more fulfilling. So we also have to once in a while indulge, spoil ourselves, you know, just like you maybe give a little gift to your children or your spouse or your partner or loved one, or you may just do a little surprise or a date night, things that you know they are really giving a wonderful positive energy, fuel to the growth of the relationship. Do the same with you. Well, I'm the worst. I used to be even worse, but I'm still working on giving myself things that are simple, but sometimes I forget. You know, like you go to the grocery store and you see this delicious little basket of raspberries. And in my mind, I can see those raspberries in my cereal swimming. But they're $6, so I'm not buying them. I mean, how crazy is that? And how often do we do exactly that, that there is something where we could splurge a little bit, where we could say, you know what, I have been working out 4 days a week already. I'm just going to stay 20 minutes longer or 15 minutes longer in bed because it's miserable outside and it's just so cozy inside. Do we allow ourselves that? Or on the weekends, rather than being busy around the house, we just say, put the feet up, read a nice book, listen to nice music, be lazy, in quotation marks, once in a while. So these things where we give ourselves permission to just, again, indulge and spoil and really just treat and pamper ourselves well, to not always be so hard on ourselves, to not always ask more and more and more like the slave drivers, but really pay attention to where we're at, what would feel good, what would make us happier or fill us up more. That also builds a greater sense of connection and self-love. Now, there are so many more steps we could talk about, but one of the steps I really find so important, and that's something that I think most of us are struggling with, which is self-appreciation. Now, self-appreciation is basically the habit to say, good job. I'm really happy for what I did today. And I'm really happy for who I showed up today. It's just something we don't do. Often I ask clients, you know, so write down 3 things that you appreciate about yourself every night and come back after a week and tell me what you found. First of all, I would say 50% just completely ignore or forget that I ever told them to do that. And the other 30% write things down that they appreciate about their lives or the people they live with or anything like this. And there is a very small percentage that actually is finding reasons to appreciate themselves. But the first go around, usually this is about what they have done, cleaned the dishwasher, got something, you know, done in time. And it's not about who they are. So make every day an effort to notice who you are, to pay attention to the gifts that are inside of you, the light that you can share with the world, whether it's a compassionate conversation you have, a friendly smile, whether it's a good sense of humor that you brought into maybe a little moody situation. anything where you feel like, yeah, I was shining myself. It's not about what I did or accomplished. I was showing up as who I am. And that person was glorious. That person is someone I can truly love and appreciate for who he or she is. Well, another hour is unfortunately already passing by, flying by. But again, if you have any more questions, anything that you would like to just to get more information about on how you can find and create more self-love, just send an email at thefearandanxietysolution.com. It's actually info@thefearandanxietysolution.com. The website is thefearandanxietysolution.com. And I'm hoping to be able to talk with you and stay in touch with you. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to Empowerment Radio. We will be back in 2 weeks. Until then, be good to yourself, appreciate yourself, and listen to what your heart really wants from you, and see how your heart is such an enormous resource to share with the world. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Empowerment Radio with Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Join Dr. Friedemann the first and third Wednesday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific as he addresses some of the most prevailing challenges of our daily lives. Discover how you can use the power of your mind to overcome stress, anxiety, and overwhelm and create a solid foundation of confidence and self-esteem. Learn cutting-edge tools so that you can approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. To learn more about what Dr. Schaub can do for you, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.